All right, so this man, my next guest here, has in his phone book, he has names such as Cristiano Ronaldo, Pearl Tusi, and Lerato Kanyego, just to name but a few. He is known on the Twitter streets as @nochill_god. But to his mom and dad, he is in Debo Mohanelo, and he is in the studio with me. Enda,
or me?
Rovo, I'm not a god. But hang on, before we go any further, but Ndebo, hang on, my brother. You're not that famous yet to be wearing shades in the darkness like this.
No, I'm shy, so.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm not trying to be cool.
No. But you already have your own entourage. But anyway, you're a content man. Yep. So I can see you've even got your own video man working it there. All right.
It's a team.
It's a team thing. Still rocking that Kid and Play hairstyle. You know, are you familiar with Kid and Play? You get that all the time?
No.
You don't know what Kid and Play is? But you are a 2000 anyway.
I'm not. I'm very old.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
I know I look young. Hey, man, it's good to have you here in studio because I'm a huge fan of what you do.
Yes, and I've noticed and I appreciate it.
Oh, you've been watching me, like, standing there.
Yeah.
So, listen, but here's the thing. Then I was trying to explain to my producers, like, what is it this guy you want to speak to does? And, you know, the only way I can do it is by showing them what you do.
Yeah.
How do you describe the work that you do?
Content creation. I create content for people. You know? People are going through a lot through depression, you know. So I'm just gonna be one of those people who are there just to make them feel better.
Mm.
You know, yeah, that's what I do.
Would you describe yourself as a comedian?
No, I'm not a comedian. I'm a content creator.
But the stuff that you do is comedy. That's comedy.
Okay, let's say I'm not a stand-up comedian.
No, you're not a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, but I do comedy in the form of creating content. Yeah.
Tell me how you came upon this. How did it all start?
It started last year, June.
Okay.
I was chilling in the office at work.
Oh my gosh. So you have a real job?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah, what? Actually, because I saw, your profile pic, you're in your graduation gown and everything.
Yeah.
So what did you study?
I've studied quite a few diplomas. I've studied social media marketing and I did safety management system for civil aviation. I'm into aviation.
Oh, okay.
And I'm currently studying project management and also diploma in marketing management.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you really are empowering yourself.
Exactly.
So you're sitting at work when you're supposed to be productive on company time.
It was on break.
Well, is the boss listening?
Yeah. I'm chilling at work. I used to create memes. The No Chill Mzansi is my, I'm sure you've been seeing No Chill Mzansi memes all over.
Yeah.
So I saw, I've been behind the scenes for too long, you know. When people just see memes, they don't know who created these memes.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, now I want to go out.
Mm.
How can I go out? I can't just go out in the form of, hey, taking a video and say, hey, this is me, the owner of No Chill Mzansi. I have to create something, content.
Mm.
And I looked around, I checked, what can I create, you know. And the FaceTiming thing, it was the thing that I wasn't sure about, but then... And thanks to James Clear, the writer of Mastering Creativity, because I was reading the book then. It's called Mastering Creativity. And then it says that everyone is able to create something. Everyone is creative within them. You know, you just have to start.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you create garbage, and you can compile those garbage and then create a masterpiece content.
Yeah.
That's all, okay, let me start this video calling thing.
Yeah.
And I started with the video of a girl. I still remember she was like drinking the wines. We don't eat the rice. We eat the meats and the rice.
This is her talking.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, must hear there are gaps. I can talk to her. She actually poses, you know. that's when I was like, let me try and see how the industry or the people are going to react.
Yeah.
So I put myself in there and I was talking and the dialogue was very perfect and I posted.
Well, that's the thing. And for me, this is the genius about it. It's not just your ability, by the way, to play with video. Yeah. That's pretty good. But the thing,
Cristiano Ronaldo, not just your ability, by the way, to play with video. Yeah. That's pretty good. But the thing is about comedy as well, it's all about delivery.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's one thing to say something funny, it's how you say it, you know? I think, I'm not sure which one of them, you've done two with Cristiano Ronaldo,
I've done many, not two.
Oh, I've only seen two. Yeah. I saw the one that I think you posted yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
I saw that one, but then there was another one that you did before that one, but also the one with Lerato Khaya was just like, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
The way that you do that. I just talked about the, you know, the delivery and the timing. Yeah.
The Lerato Khaya, I've done two of them. Mm-hmm. The first one was edited. The second one was like a real live video with her.
So it was real? I couldn't.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
And people couldn't believe because now they think this guy is good with editing. So no, we don't believe that.
I can't. So I must go back and look at them now because now I'm not sure which one was the real one then.
Then Lerato has come in and say, yes, I was actually talking to him. And then now people are like, oh, okay.
How did that come about? So she saw the first one you did, presumably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did, and she was happy about that. She actually said we should do another one.
All right. So she contacted you or what?
No, we chat. We DM each other.
You know, you slipped into her
DMs. These people are like, they are people, just that they have the blue.
But you can't just slide into Lerato Khanyego's DM.
I know, I was trying my luck. I mean, you always have to risk.
Tell me what you said to her when you went.
I was like, hey, babe.
No,
I'm being honest.
You did not say
hey. I mean, I thought she wasn't going to reply. And she was like, hello, baby. I was like, okay. All right, hi.
I've been a DM.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I actually DM'd her. I did.
And you said, hey, babes. And then she responded.
Yeah.
And then how did it play out?
And
I think you're inspiring a whole lot of crazies out there.
Yeah, I know. It was long time ago. That was before.
Before you started doing?
Yeah, the videos. So she used to love to follow my No Chill Mzansi page for memes.
Yeah.
So I see she's commenting. I was like, oh, who's this with blue tick? Like, oh, okay. And then it was Lerato, and we started talking, and it's like, I love what you're doing.
Mm.
And there was a point where she blocked me. And this friendship has been going on and on. And
Why did she block you, babe?
Because I created a meme with her, and Bonang took the old pictures of them when before the money or before the Vaseline. And I put them and I said, guys, don't give up in life. You get to this point.
Yeah.
You see?
Okay.
And then she didn't like it, but I mean, it's humor.
She came back. She came to her senses.
She unblocked me.
Yeah.
She was like, no, really, sorry about that,
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about the creative process then. Yeah. I mean, this must take a long time to execute.
Trust. 1 minute video takes me 4 hours.
My goodness.
4 hours to put everything down and say, okay, you know what? Let me go put it into the social media platform.
And to find the material that would actually work, like you're saying, the Cristiano one. Yeah. You said there's gaps here, so I can,
Exactly. I watch the whole 1 hour video just to look for that piece that I'm looking for.
So these are videos that Cristiano would post
mm-hmm. on YouTube, and I have to sit down and
he slipped into your DMs yet?
Not yet.
Yeah,
soon. Mm. I believe.
Okay, yeah. So then tell me about it.
About the
process that you
so I have to watch the whole full video because mostly they're like over an hour. It's a live video. Yeah. Maybe chilling, and then I have to watch everything. I have to find the words, like Italian words, which I can borrow and connect with my African languages, something like that. And when he says it, it should like sound like, okay, oh, Marikana, you understand? Mm. The recent one, I actually said, I remember I said, say Pulayana Marikana, and then he said that actually, but it's in Tswana.
Yeah,
yeah. I also said Salang Limuliko.
Mm.
It's like,
Salang Limuliko.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's Arabic, it means hello.
Yes. Yeah.
Salang Limuliko. And they actually said that. So it's just, I don't know, it's a gift. Maybe,
but,
yeah.
But here's the thing. Yeah. How sustainable is this, man? You're going to have to build a huge team. Because, I mean, you have to be... I mean, it takes a lot of time, as you've just said. Because,
I know.
And you've got a real job in the meantime.
Exactly.
So how are you going to take this forward and keep it going? You've started something.
Yeah? I am. And the thing is, I don't sleep.
Mm. That's the shades in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Mm. I don't sleep. And I'm not promoting it. It's not good. Mm-hmm. People must sleep, but... You know, if you're not done, that's my motto. I'm not going to rest until I'm done.
Yeah.
Gonna... So I'll sleep when I know that the content is created, is done.
Yeah.
Then I just have to wake up and post. That's it.
How much have you got banked up? Or are you, I mean, like, how do you, what is your work schedule?
Increasing every day because I'm consistent. I don't post one video and chill for a week.
Mm.
You know, I have to always keep the people liking, and because they love my videos. They, it's a new thing.
It is a new thing.
Yeah, and I see a lot of opportunity. There's no way it's going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because now it's just about taking videos of someone and put the content. That's it.
How do you keep it fresh, you know? And, because this is difficult what you're doing, man.
Yeah, it's very.
This is very difficult. So how are you going to keep it fresh, and how do you actually grow on it? I mean, is it just always going to be about the videos? You're a man, you say your job is, you're a content creator.
Yeah.
Where are you taking it? Where are you taking No Chill_God?
No Chill, it has to, it's a wish, and I hope it will be some real thing. I want to have a TV show. I'm playing right now. I want it. I need it.
What would that TV show do? I mean, what would be the TV show about? I mean,
I don't want to say it because people will steal
my idea. Your idea. Yeah. I got you. Let's speak to Dumzan very quickly. Yeah, Dumzan.
How's it?
I'm good, man. Welcome.
Good. I saw that Cristiano Ronaldo video. It was hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Great job to the man in studio there. I just wanted to find out. Is it doing anything to monetize the content as it develops it on any of the platforms? I don't know if it's on YouTube or on Instagram. Has it thought that far?
Okay, thanks for that one, Dumzan. Yeah.
Not yet. YouTube, yes, I see. I'm looking at it. But YouTube, it have a lot of policies. You know, that's a reuse of content, you understand? So in terms of monetizing, not yet.
It becomes difficult because you might get yourself sued.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking at that with that content of FaceTiming.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yes, I'm looking at it on the other thing. There's a lot of
platforms that you're working on.
Yes, and also there's some things that I'm doing. I'm doing skits with other guys, the content creators, best content creators in Mzansi. Yeah, so I'm going to look at that at the later stage. Right now, I'm just pushing the brand, and I'm pushing until, I don't know. I'm just pushing.
Kido says on Twitter, or Kondi rather, says, this is very nice, Tabi. So Ndebo is very talented. He is. Neil Johnson says, this... This interview, was it paid for? Not at all. I wish he was paying for it, but he's broke.
Too much.
So while you're doing this, you're still holding down a job.
I work shifts, and I really love to be thankful. I'm not.
Are they supporting you?
Yes, they do. I really just want to say shout out to my management because they actually give me enough time to have my own thing.
Go on, give them a free plug. Who do you work for?
I work for ATNS, Air Traffic and Navigation Services, as an air traffic controller.
Yeah, he's a smart guy as well. Very well, you have to be smart to be that kind of funny.
Yeah,
because
it's a lot of
you need to be sharp
information.
I love what you do. I just thought we should share your talent with others and make it louder, just amplify it for you. And I hope you keep going. And that No Chill_God. Where's the name come from, by the way? I should have asked that.
Oh, yeah. No Chill in Mzansi. Yeah. Remember, there's No Chill in Mzansi as a meme page.
Yeah.
And it's mine. I created it. Uh-huh. So No Chill God.
Yeah.
I'm the creator of No Chill brand itself.
I got you.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. I'm loving it. All the best, man.
Thank you,
May you. Your TV show also happened for you. I love what you're
doing.
Yeah,
I want anyone who can at least help, come, let's do this. I mean, it's for the people.
Yeah, you can, you're going to do it by yourself. Your work ethic, will. You'll get it done. Okay. You don't need anybody.
Okay, thank you.
Ndebo, that's Ndebo Mohanelwa, who's my guest. Check him out and at underscore, at no chill underscore God.